1, 2, 3, take 5.
Welcome to Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes to develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. Here's Don.
The Bible is a gospel book. It contains the gospel in its entirety. It is a gospel. Good, glad, fantastic news for individuals and creation. It is a grand story about how God created the world good, how humanity rebelled against its creator, how sin broke everything, and how God promised to redeem the world through the return of the King, His Son, by His incarnation, atonement, resurrection, and promised return. On the one hand, the Bible contains good news. On the other hand, the entire Bible is good news. Let's reflect on that. The Bible certainly contains the gospel. For instance, in its pages, you can find many examples of the apostles preaching the gospel. There are both short and long summaries of that. We have verses such as John 3:16, which simply summarizes the gospel. In 1 Corinthians 2:2, Paul summarizes his gospel message as Jesus Christ and Him crucified. In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul gives a lengthier summary where he begins, "Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved." And then he tells them of the death and resurrection of Christ. The Bible also contains 4 books we call gospels: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These are longer accounts of the ministry, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Mark begins his account, "The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God." The gospel is to be personally appropriated by repentance and faith. It's a message about the time being fulfilled and the kingdom of God being at hand. So the Bible contains the gospel. But I'd like to remind you that the Bible also is a gospel. The Bible is a gospel book. It's one unified story about how God made the world right, how He is making it right, and how in the future He will make it right forever. Now, this is not to say that in every place the gospel is equally clear or that it is presented the same in each book. Early in the Bible, the gospel is whispered. But as God's revelation unfolds, the volume goes up. In some places, this good news is faint. In other places, it is loud. In the Hebrew Scriptures, we learn about the law we broke, the atoning sacrifice that's required, and the good news hope of Messiah. There is an Old Covenant in the Bible and a New Covenant. There is promise and fulfillment. But make no mistake, in the unfolding, there is unity and consistency because there's one God speaking through the whole book. Martin Luther once said that the Bible is the cradle wherein Christ is laid. The Old Testament tells us that the Messiah is coming. The New Testament shouts that the promised one is here. The Old Testament itself is full of gospel whispers, traces, and promises. There is good news in Genesis, Exodus, and Leviticus. And all these traces culminate in the person and work of Christ. So to understand the gospel fully, we need the whole Bible. In Luke 24, Jesus is seen walking on the road to Emmaus with 2 disciples. They're talking about redemption, and Jesus takes them to the Old Testament and tells them that it all points to Him. He then asks, "Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into glory?" And later in the same chapter, Jesus appears to the 12, and He opens their minds to understand the Scriptures as well and says, "Everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." He tells them that the Christ should suffer and on the 3rd day rise from the dead. In other words, according to Jesus Himself, the whole Bible speaks of His coming, His humiliation, and His exaltation. The gospel is in the Bible, and the Bible is the gospel. So, when you read your Bible, make sure you read your whole Bible. Don't get lost in the bits and pieces. Read it as a unity. Look for its center in the person and work of Christ. Realize that from its very beginning in Genesis to the end of Revelation, the Bible proclaims good news.
Thanks for taking 5 minutes today to develop your mind for truth and heart for God with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of RTS Orlando.